Reader played 45 and we got about an hour out of Lewis. I mean, they're a bit stiff. We've not done a great deal with them today, but we'll see how they are tomorrow and hopefully at least include them into the squad.
So for the first time this year, they are potentially in contention for a start then?
Yeah.
What about Giles Cope? What's the issue?
Giles had an inflamed gallbladder on the Friday evening. It just flared up for whatever reason, and that settled down and he'll be back in contention.
Are you surprised that two league games in, you had to sort of call for no panic this early in the season last week?
It doesn't matter, wherever you are, but who's panicking? We're two games in, you know, it's...
Some people panic though, don't they?
Well, let's look at, say, someone like Crystal Palace last year. They got promoted, I don't think they won a game until four or five games in. So there must have been a hell of a lot of panic there and everything else. So I think it's, as long as you can see progress, as long as you can see, and as I said, the two games that we should have got something from, but we didn't. So, yeah, we know we're a little bit short in certain areas, but we've also got to take into consideration, we've got two senior players out injured. We lost Coke, we lost JJ, we've lost Kieran Lee. So we've lost Joe Mattock. We had four full-backs within the football club that we lost. We've had to drop in Liam, who's done really well, and we've drafted in a young kid who's been in the building for 5 minutes from Portugal. So we know where we are, we know where we're at, and you know we feel that we'll start to move forward once we can get everybody back and once we can maybe bolster the squad to help the players that we've got.
There's a couple of topics that the fans have asked us about, and I said that I would speak to you about it. One of them is the importance of the development squad and the academy that you have talked about in the past, but one or two have said investing in these two areas costs money. Why is that money not being used in the first team instead? Why are those two areas so important to you?
Well, you can't win, because if you don't invest into the youth, then when you go to move for players, they're going to cost you millions of pounds. So there's nothing better than, well, we're never going to have a local boy that comes through the ranks. Is that what people want? So you can never, ever win. If you'd have won the two games, then everybody would be saying that the development squad is good. And then, listen, the development squad is not taking a vast amount of money away from the first team. You've got to get a fine balance. What you do away with our academy then, from eight upwards? Is that what people are saying? I don't think that's the right way to go. But for what we invest in the under-21s and the academy, isn't going to bolster our first team to any great heights with, you know, millions and millions of pounds. So, you know, people who are saying it need to check the facts and find out what the actual club is putting in. And if you look at some of the young players we've got coming through, you know, you've got Liam Palmer coming through. Well, we should not have invested in that for him. So, you know, it's important that you do it. And as I said before, your club needs it. And certainly, there's nothing better than a homegrown player coming through your football club, because, you know, we've already sold one player for £80,000-£90,000. He was only in the door 5 minutes. And if he plays the games, we're getting over £500,000 for him. Did we stop that? You know, so it's important that we do it, but you can't win with some people, because if you're doing well and we don't play, you know, someone said to me, oh, you can't be giving young players a time to play in the first team. Sometimes you have to because of injuries. And you can't then just keep going out and loaning and loaning and loaning. We're only due five. We had four fullbacks out. So if I go and get two fullbacks in, then, you know, Reader was going to be fit in a week. Lewis was going to be fit in a week. Well, what do you actually do? So it's great just sitting there in your home and planning it all out. So when you're actually trying to do it, then it becomes difficult.
Fans like to talk about passion. Anybody who sort of knows you fairly well knows that you are a passionate manager.
Oh, don't even go there, because I'm fed up with doing that. Listen, if running up and down the line and doing somersaults and jumping and shouting gets you... You know when I played? It's called fold-away ears. You've got 20-odd thousand fans. You're screaming. Who's going to hear you with 20,000 fans? It's 20,000 fans shouting and the players don't hear them. So why? So I'm not even going there. I said, you're talking about the odd few that say it. You know, well, Alex Ferguson sat there. Mm. Wenger sits there. They all sit there. The difference is we haven't got their players. So, good. I'm fed up with even that. It's just a waste of time even asking me, because you've been around me long enough. People don't see you If I don't show passion, what do they get? They get confused a little bit with emotion. Because I'm not the most emotional person, it doesn't seem like, because you've got no passion. I don't know. I see it every day on a Sunday, walking around the football pitches and see lots of people shouting and screaming at people. It's not me. So if they don't like that, then so be it. I'm not going to change because somebody thinks, what do you want to do, wear a passion badge on me? Is that what they want? Wear a hat? It says passion. No, we should all get, go and get a passion badge and a passion hat. And then they show, you're showing passion. It's a load of rubbish. And I've been in the game 18-odd years as a manager. And every so often someone brings it up. What, because I've lost the game? I'm not showing any passion? Come and see me at half-time or full-time or whatever. But I find it amazing that people are still going on about it, to be honest.
Me too.
That's told you off anyway.
Yeah. In terms of the help, you've still not been able to get any this week. But you do need some, don't you? You've got
of course we do. We need a little bit of luck. We need to get players back. But listen, you know, no one's moaning about it. Not with inside the club. No one, we get on with what we've got. If we had another 5 injuries on top of what we've got, you get on with it. It's no good going on and on about it because it's not going to happen. And if we want people in, we've got to get people out. It's just the way it is. And if people don't want your players, you can't move them out. So you do the best with what you've got and you get on with it. If you want a bigger house and you can't afford it, what do? You just keep, you know, you do something about it. You work a little bit harder to try and get it or whatever. That's what we're doing here. We work every day with the players we've got. And we've got some really good players here. Okay, some of them mightn't have touched their top form at the moment. But we're 2 games in. We're 2 weeks into the season and people are already starting to have a go. The club's come a long way and it'll go even further. But it does take time. If you've got the money, you can get there a little bit quicker. But when you haven't, you've just got to work at it. And you've got to keep looking around for the right frees and the right loans and just chipping away at it and keep working. And eventually it'll happen. But when you start panicking and you start chopping and changing and everything else, you lose what you're actually, what your vision is and what you're trying to do. So, again, it's the beauty of the game because everybody will have an opinion. But the opinion sometimes, they don't know what's actually going on in the club and around the club. And there's certain things that you can't say and you can't do, and rightly so. And that's in any business. But what we are doing is we're working our socks off to try and make it right and get it there where the club can progress.
I know that you've said many, many times, you're sick of saying that, you know, you need to get players out before you get in. Is there any way at all that there can be some help there to get another striker in? Because you're down to the bare bones in that particular position.
Yeah, but then, as I said to you before, you get on with it. And whether it be a young kid who gets an opportunity, it's like I got my opportunity at 17. I got it at 17 years of age in, you know, the top flight. So I wouldn't have got it if the fella hadn't been injured or whatever. I wouldn't have got it if they'd have gone out and bought somebody else or whatever. So there also has to be, and if you've got lots of injuries in your club, you can't just keep upping and upping your wage bill. You know, I think people think that you can just go out and pick. You know, there's a lot of, people give me, I was out the other day and people give me 4 names. I'd love the 4 names. I can even give them 4 better names, but I can't go get them. They just think you can pluck it and get it. So we work at what we've got and you get stronger and we will be stronger. But yeah, we do need a little bit of help. We need one to get all the injured players back. But I'm sure lots of managers around the country will be saying exactly the same. We want all our good players, our first team players, up and running. But in the meantime, if they're not up and running, it gives them ones that have got their opportunity, a bit more experience. So when you do need them later on or whatever, they've gained it. And how do you get the experience? You can't inject someone with it. You've got to be in it. And sometimes if it's not right and they're not ready, then they fall back into the safety net of where they are. But we're not that far away from getting everybody up and running. Our long-term ones in Cairn, probably Joe will be probably 2 or 3 weeks away. But we're getting 2 of our senior players back, which is a big help. And unfortunately, JJ is a senior player, but we haven't got him for another 2 games. So you get on with it. But I tell you what, if I was playing in any of them positions and I was in this football club, I would want that to be my opportunity. And that's why you're looking for people to step up to the plate and do it.
Have you seen that among some of the players?
I have, yeah. But listen, young Rafa, he's been in the club 5 minutes. He's an enthusiast. He's going to be a good player. He's been playing youth football in Portugal and everything else. Now he's thrown into the Championship. It's a big ask. But I tell you what, the kid, he equipped himself really well. He didn't let anybody down. Okay, he didn't stop a cross, he didn't get a tackle, but he's learning from it. And unfortunately, at this level, if you don't get away with it, everybody seems to know what the right things are to do.
I'm not going to throw names at you, but is there any chance that something could happen before the weekend?
There's always a chance that something can happen in football. You can leave it till the final minute and something can always happen. So we never give up on what we think is going to happen, or we're trying. Because we're not going on about it in the press and everything else, doesn't mean that no one's trying. We're trying every day. We're on the phone every day, we're out every day, we're watching every day. You know, we've just done, myself and Stuart, a 10-hour drive, up and down, get it there. So, you know, when people talk to me about passion, you know, and everything else, then come spend a day with me. Come spend a day and then see, you know.
What about trialists? Have you had a chance to look at some this week?
Yeah, we had four in. But again, they're all younger trialists. We're looking at more younger ones. I mean, we think now if you're looking at more senior ones, you're going to be very lucky to pick them out, because most of them will be taken up. You know, I think we've done our business with trialists, and we've ended up with a really top quality one, which is very unusual. We ended up with Camille. So to pick up someone like Camille, we're very fortunate. But if we're looking around for trialists for first team now, I think you'd be very fortunate.
How difficult has it been to address the goals that you've conceded so far? They all have a fairly common theme, just sort of basic mistakes.
Defending, I've said before that most of them are coming from crosses into the box. You know, one, stop the supply, two, stop the cross, and three, defend it a little bit better. So, but if you looked at all, a lot of the Championship goals, certainly the Championship goals at the weekend, there's lots of balls coming into the box. We've just got to be... And don't forget, Saturday we had four debutants as well. You know, so we're still, most of the team is still in the routine of bedding down. Mikhail's just come back into training. We didn't have him all pre-season due to the injury, you know, coming back from last year's injury, and then he picked up a toe injury. We've not had Reader, we've not had Lewis, Koki in and out. So, you know, we've had players in and out all the time. So eventually... They will start to click and they'll start to get ready.
Is Magoma getting close to 100%? Because he was injured just before the start.
Yeah, but then, you know, we've got to throw Jacques in, who's back for 2 days training, had a bad ankle injury, and then we have to throw him back in 2 days before, you know, the season kicks off. And, yeah, it's not the right preparation, but that's the way it was. But again, we didn't complain about it. We just got on with it. And Jacques has benefited from it because, you know, he got 45 minutes or whatever, so he gained from it. Now he wants more and more, and you know, it gives other people their opportunity to stake their claim.
Leeds next, and there's going to be a terrific atmosphere at Elland Road, of course. One thing that you have talked about in the past is that, you know, you want to see fans having a bit of banter and a bit of fun at these football games.
It's all football. It's a football match. There's nothing else. And the idiots that want to shout what they want to shout, then you're never going to stop them. The only people that are going to stop them is the self-policing. I've said that many times before, people around them. And so if you want to clean it up in every club, not just Leeds or our club or whatever, you want to clean up everywhere else, it's got to be self-governed. You can't expect the government and the police to keep doing it because there's 20, 30-odd thousand fans there. So let the people around. If they're not happy with something, I get lots of letters in saying that they find it quite disgusting or whatever, then do something about it. Walk away, don't go. See, point them out. You know, if you're in a shop and some fella's swearing and you've got your youngster next to them, you're not going to be happy, are you? So you're going to say something, so say it. But the football, the supporters, it's quite tribal. You know, everybody loves the football club. Everybody's got certain songs and everything else and chants and everything else. And it's the people that want to spoil it. And the sad thing is, they actually think that they upset you, or it makes a big, you know, makes you not make a decision or what. It doesn't. It doesn't have any effect whatsoever. The only people it hurts from my side is my family, because they're there and I have to listen to it. Why it doesn't hurt me or whatever? Because I don't know the people. They don't know me, so, and half of them don't even know what they're shouting anyway. because they're probably too young to even know what they're talking about anyway. So there's nothing in it except it is a football match. There's going to be lots of noise and lots of banter. And that's the way it should be. And it should be right. And in football, there's a lot of funny banter. There's a lot of funny things that go on. If you've done something wrong and everything else, there can be a lot of funniness. But it's when they overstep the mark that it doesn't become right. And we're trying to clean the game up. We're trying to clean the country up. Everyone's trying to clean the world up with racism and sexism and everything else. We're trying to all clean it, but it's something that's there. So, you know, I'm more worried about what goes on the football field. And the one thing I know is that our fans have been absolutely magnificent, home and away. And when we get them travelling in the amounts that we do, I think it's fantastic and it's good for the other club and it's the right thing to be. So if you're going to do it, govern it yourself.
And these types of games always mean a lot to the fans, don't they? Big local
derby. Yeah, because they are. There's always an edge to them and that's what it's all about. Derby games, it's the pride that's at stake just as much as the points and everything else. So, yeah, listen, we'll want to win just as much as they'll want to win. Our fans will want us to win just as much as their fans. And there's always that banter. It's a big game. And we've got lots of derby games, you know, because of the teams that are in our division. So it's important that you try and come out on top because they are hard games to win. And when you've got a lot of derby games, you know, it's difficult because, you know, if you've got one or two, it's you know, during the season, it doesn't really affect. But when you've got, like, well, we've got four or five big games coming up, derby games, you're taking points off each other.
Would it be fair to say, when you look back at the last two games against them last year, that in another world, you could have done the double over them, really?
Yeah. Listen, you know, I thought it was the best save I've ever seen. Aylesbury with the Becchio dive across the goal. That was a magnificent save. Fortunately, the referee missed it. So, yeah, we could have won it. We could have lost it as well. The game at Elland Road was a bit unfortunate. You know, three really good goals. Unfortunately, they scored one more than us. So, they've both been tight games, and I wouldn't expect anything different.
Is it getting close? I know that you've said that you feel like you're on the right track.
Yeah, I do feel we're on the right track. But, you know, sometimes you've got to deviate because of injuries, which we've had to do. But as long as you stay on that, come back to the main road and you believe in what you're doing, I think that's the best way forward for any football club. It's because once you start diverting everywhere else because things haven't happened and you start chopping and changing because you're not sure. We're sure in what we want to do and how we want to go about it. We just need the players here to, you know, that are here to be up and running and the ones we bring in.